If you please turn with me to Proverbs chapter 15, verses 22 to 33. Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors they succeed. A person finds joy in giving an apt reply, and how good is a timely word. The path of life leads upon for the prudent to keep them from going down to the realm of the dead. The Lord tears down the house of the proud, but he sets the widow's boundary stones in place. The Lord detests the thoughts of the wicked, but gracious words are pure in his sight. The greedy bring ruins to their household, but the ones who hate bribes will live. The heart of the righteous weighs its answers, but the mouth of the wicked gushes evil. The Lord is for from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. Light in the bones, whoever heeds life-giving corrections will be at home. Among the wise, those who disregard discipline despise themselves, but the ones who heed correction gains and understandings. Wisdom's instructions is to fear the Lord, and humility comes before honor.
Good morning. Welcome to the Camp Hill Church of Christ. If you're visiting with us, we're very glad that you're here. What we're going to talk about this morning is where to find good counsel. Thank you, Johnny, for reading that passage. It's a little bit long. But if you noticed in that passage, there were a number of different verses and different ways that it reflects on counsel. Yes, sir. The need for it, the joy of giving good counsel, the importance of correction, and many other things. So refer back to that. Where do you find good counsel? That is an important question. I've heard it said that we need to hire a minister to provide the congregation with counseling. Many ministers give good Christian counsel. But is that where we should go? Is that the only source, or even the first source of good counsel? If not the minister, to whom should we go? Well, first, what is counsel? The standard dictionary definition is to give advice to someone. He was counseled by his supporters to return to Germany. Another definition is to recommend a course of action. The athlete's coach counseled caution. Synonyms are advise, recommend, direct, advocate, encourage, urge, warn, caution, guide, and give guidance. He counseled the team to withdraw from the deal. Whoever wrote this dictionary liked sports a lot. And the last definition is to give professional psychological help and advice to someone. He was being counseled for depression. First, let me state the obvious. Every Christian needs counsel and counseling. Proverbs 19:20. Listen to advice and accept discipline. And at the end, you will be counted among the wise. Advice, direction, encouragement, caution, guidance, good counsel is important for everyone. We all need to listen to the input of others. We all need confidants. Talking and listening to someone else can help us see things in a new light. It can help us see our lives and our actions much clearer. But where do we go to find good counseling? Well, for today's lesson, there may be more, but for today's lesson, I have five sources of good counsel. God, self, intimate relationships, the body of Christ, and professional counselors. First and foremost, we need direction from God himself. He is our creator, our Lord. We love and serve and therefore should listen to him. Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your paths straight. And God wants to provide us counsel. Listen to the heartfelt plea God makes in Proverbs 8, 32 to 34. To the people at the time, but to us also. Proverbs 8:32-34. Now then, my children, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Do not disregard it. Blessed are those who listen to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. God wants us to go to him for counsel. We serve our Creator, and he appointed Christ, Jesus, the Son of God, as our Savior. Although he is the Son of God, he still understands all that we are going through. So, he is the perfect, pun intended, one to lean on and one with whom we can share our struggles. Hebrews 4:15-16, one of my favorite verses in the Bible. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. God understands us. Jesus has been through what we've been through, and he knows. For good counsel, you must have two-way communication. Well, with God we pray and lay our burdens upon him, but then we must turn to his word and listen. 2 Timothy 3:16-17 tells us the value of Scripture, but Hebrews 4:12 tells us just how life-changing and important the word can be to each of us. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. By submissively giving up our own will to God, his word will greatly affect our lives and provide important guidance. God and his word must be first when we seek counsel. Next is self. We need to have good self-evaluation. We must honestly evaluate ourselves. We are the captain of our own ship. We will stand before God alone to answer for ourselves. We each must give ourselves honest, clear counsel. Galatians 6:3-5. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else. For each one should carry their own load. So after God and self, next is our most intimate relationships. We each should seek counsel from those who know us best. Those with which we have the most intimate relationships, provided they have the proper Christian outlook, can understand us best and therefore provide the best advice. Parents, listen to the counsel of your parents no matter your age. No one knows us as well as those who raised us. Proverbs 6:20. My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Proverbs 15:5. A fool spurns a parent's discipline, but whoever heeds correction shows prudence. After your parents, there's your spouse. If you are married, no one should be able to provide better advice than the one who has chosen to become one with you and whom you have chosen to become one with. Yes, grow together toward God and listen to each other. Ecclesiastes 4:9-10. Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. So after parents and spouse, there's also other members of your family. They may be good sources of advice. There is wisdom in multiple sources of counsel. Go to your aunts, uncles, grandparents, brothers, sisters, and when you're older, possibly even your own children. These are the ones that know and love you. Then there's your close friends. The friends who are closest, who know you best, who care about you most, should also be the ones upon whom you can rely for clear counsel. If you wouldn't go to your friends for advice, reevaluate your choice of friends. Proverbs 27:9, I love this verse, it's very beautiful. Perfume and incense bring joy to the heart, and the pleasantness of a friend springs from their heartfelt advice. Then after those that we're intimate with, next is the body of Christ. Hopefully, many of your intimate relationships, at the very least some of them, should also be members of the body of Christ. But even beyond your close relationships, you can and should seek advice among your Christian family. James 5:16. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. As you look among the congregation for those to talk to share your life with, look to those who have conquered. As you grow and build relationships, seek out those Christians that have dealt with and overcome the same issues you struggle with. We all have struggles. We all have areas of weakness. Therefore, we all have the ability to help those less mature. No one can help the alcoholic quite like the one who has struggled and overcome alcoholism through Christ. You can also look to those who have a strength opposite to your weakness, who may be able to give you good advice from their perspective. Again, seek out multiple members in the body, those with whom you can share your deepest self and your deepest struggles. As you do this, look for mature Christians. You're looking around the church for those to talk to seek advice. Seek out those who are mature, probably in age, but it should be someone who is mature in their Christian walk. Those who have walked the road before you can help you. Those who are mature-ish Christians should be able to help you with your weaknesses and should be able to provide prayerful, scriptural advice. And in any congregation, you should be able to look to the eldership and find someone mature with whom you can connect. Look to the eldership and talk to one or more of them. As elders, you will have their confidence and can trust them. In all of the above, look to as many as you can for counsel. There is wisdom in numbers. Even the most mature and wisest Christians are human and not perfect. Anyone could make a mistake in advice. Always trust God and His Word, and that Word says that you should seek multiple counselors. There are many verses, I just chose one. Proverbs 15:22. Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Any combination of the people mentioned above, and especially a group from as many categories as possible, would be wise. There are also sources of group advice available through small group studies, Bible classes. You can request a special small group, a special class, or a prayer group. And the eldership as a group. It is my firm belief that God works in an eldership so that the group of men working together as God designed provide far more than the sum of the parts. And I'll tell a little story on them here. I remember a number of months ago in a meeting with someone providing counseling, and Grant spoke up and had some things to say, and then Paul Yoder spoke up and followed it up from another perspective that supported it, and then Larry said something, and at that very time I was sitting there going, wow, this is God working. This was such great wisdom, and they were saying the right things. That's a number of reasons. You picked good men in Larry, Paul, and Grant, and also God was working there, I believe, through His plan for the church and in those men. So seek out elders individually, but the elders as a group. God works through the body and through the eldership. The elders here are always available for counsel of any kind and for prayer. You only need to ask. Yes, sir. If you have any needs, please talk to any one of the elders and a meeting can be arranged. And last, there is an appropriate place in our Christian walk for professional counselors. There are some things that need the expertise of a trained counselor or mental health professional. There is mental illness, eating disorders, addictions, clinical depression, and other serious issues that would best be taken to a professional. That does not mean you can't still get spiritual advice from your eldership and other Christians. But when listening to that advice, consider carefully if the advice includes seeking professional help. So my advice to you today is to be wise and seek counsel in your Christian walk. In the five sources listed above, God, who should always come first, self, in evaluating yourself wisely, intimate relationships of those closest to us, the body of Christ, because we're here to walk together, and then, when necessary, professional counselors. Yes. But if we're all looking for good counsel from multiple sources within the body, then it should be obvious that all Christians need to strive in their lives, at whatever level of maturity they may be, to be a good counselor. There is always someone that could benefit from your unique view and position in the body. We all need to help each other. Hebrews 3:13. But encourage one another daily as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. We're to work together. We're to walk this path together. For those of us who may be called upon to advise others, we need to consider the importance of what we say, what we do, and how we communicate. Here are a few verses all Christians should take to heart when encouraging, advising, or correcting others. Galatians 6:1-2. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Ephesians 4:2-3. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. Romans 14:10-13. You then, why do you judge your brother or sister? Or why do you treat them with contempt? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat. It is written, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me and every tongue will acknowledge God. So then, each of us will give an account of ourselves to God. Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in the way of a brother or sister. And 1 John 3:16. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. I won't read them all, but I'll reference, go read all 89 of the one another passages in the Bible that talk about what we should do and how we should treat one another. They relate greatly to the idea of counseling each other. It's important that we follow these scriptures when advising or correcting others. Be gentle and be careful. Carry each other's burdens. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient. Bear with each other in love. Make an effort to keep the unity of the Spirit. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. Love. Lay down your lives for each other. And going back up to the passage that Johnny read for us in Proverbs 14, and note verse 23 for those of us who may be called on to give counsel. Proverbs 15:23, a person finds joy in giving an apt reply, and how good is a timely word. We are unstoppable as a body if we follow this. We can handle anything in anyone's life. God is amazing. God knows what we can and should do. We only have to be unified in love and grasp that victory. I know there's someone here hurting. Many are struggling with something in their lives. Some may not know what to do or where to turn. First, you need Christ. If you haven't given yourself to Him and put Him on in baptism, come and talk to one of the elders in the back afterwards. If you are a Christian, you may feel not worthy. You may feel alone. You may feel like no one can understand. God can. Christ can. We can. I can. I'm a sinner too. Please, talk to someone. You are every bit as worthy as anyone here, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Yes. Seek help. Seek advice. You are not facing anything that someone else hasn't faced. 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. You and I, and all of us, can walk this road together. All of us broken, imperfect, struggling people can have victory by helping each other and not giving up. Please, we can help. Talk to anyone here you feel comfortable with right after we are done. Or come to the back as we stand and sing and talk to one of the elders. Praise be to God that we all can have victory in Jesus. Seek good counsel. Be a good counselor. And if needed, please come to the back as we stand and sing.
I heard no